Affinity Mentoring, well, it's all about what they do. It's in their name, so we discuss upcoming mentor recruitment, a great expansion, plus a ribbon-cutting ceremony. We get the word out so that you can participate and be inspired. Well, kudos to you for opening a new site in Wyoming, Michigan. Let's talk to you, Rachel Lopez, Development Director. Good morning to you, Rachel.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you for you. Laura Ward, Executive Director, doing great things in the leadership front. Good morning, Laura. Hi.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having us.
Kayla Araujo. How's that?
That sounds great.
That sounds okay, doesn't it? You as the new site coordinator, so be careful what you wish for, right? Yes. All right, give me the big picture. I'll start with you, Laura Ward. Affinity Mentoring. Tell me again what you're all about.
Yeah, sure. Our vision is that every student here in Grand Rapids has a caring adult mentor to help improve literacy, academic, self-esteem, social-emotional skills. We're working together with community partners, organizations, businesses in the area who are looking for a way to invest in the community. And through those partnerships, individuals will come and meet with a student for an hour a week and spend their time working on schoolwork, reading, math, playing games, and supporting the student. We currently have partnership with three Grand Rapids Public Schools, and then we're opening a new site with God Freely Early Childhood Center this fall.
Nice. Tell me about your role, if you would, Rachel.
So my role as development director is to help facilitate our community partnerships, so working with the nonprofits, local organizations, as well as local companies to ensure that it's a mutually beneficial partnership, that we match every student that wants a mentor with a caring adult role model in the community.
Yes, and Kayla, you ready for this new opportunity?
I am. Looking forward to connecting with the kids, the mentors, and the staff there at God Freely.
Great. Let's begin the conversation with mentor recruitment, and I kind of like this slogan, 100 days, 100 mentors, it's a campaign. Talk to me.
So what we've been doing is this past year, we had 183 students on our waiting list, and that is one too many. I mean, that's a huge number. So we took this challenge starting in June 1st as we wanted to recruit 100 new mentors to help match those students on our waiting list. And so it ends September 8th, so we have a little more than a month left, and we still need 60 more mentors. So we're asking the community to step up, to come have lunch, play a game for 1 hour a week with one student.
And that was my follow-up question is, what are you expecting from your mentors?
So what we do is, no matter the experience level, so whether someone has been a mentor for many years or this is their first time and they're not quite sure, we walk people through the process. It's an online application. And what they commit to is one student who they are placed with, they want a best fit match. So they have shared interests, they have shared experience, often shared backgrounds. And what they do is they get to hang out for 1 hour. Many people come over their lunch hour, but they can also do a morning or an afternoon. And so it's 1 hour every week for the school year. So no summer, no winter break, just while the kid is in school, and they just have a lot of fun.
Yes, and of course the waiting list should be a call to action, because no child wants to be on a waiting list. It's kind of like sitting on a bench.
Yeah,
right?
Not fun at all.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so get ourselves signed up before September 8th, correct?
Yes.
What's that process again?
Going to our website, affinitymentoring.org, and there is an online application that takes about 10 minutes.
And I bet you get more than you give, don't you?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yes. Let's move on to this expansion to a fourth site and this new school district. Introduce us to this moving forward.
Sure. So we've been hearing from the community for quite a while, as you can tell from the waiting list, that there are many schools, many students, families looking for the opportunity to be a part of this program. And so we're thrilled to be able to expand to this fourth site. God Freely has been a great partner in planning this, and it's all been possible through seed funding from the Steelcase Foundation. Through a three-year grant with the Steelcase Foundation, we're able to launch this, and yet we will need to continue to raise support from individuals and our community partners to be able to sustain the program, and so that's a big part of it as well.
All right, Kayla, tell me about how this will work for the new site. Are you the new site coordinator?
I am.
Yes.
This is day two for Kayla.
Oh, well, be gentle. obviously you're excited. Tell me, I guess, what this means for you coming in with the passion and the readiness for these matches.
Definitely. Just trying to do my part as a liaison, connecting between the mentors and the students and the parents and the community so that this program takes off and we can grow.
Yes, tell me more about Godfrey Lee.
Godfrey Lee is a site for kindergarten, first grade, and second grade. Mm-hmm. We'll be working with the kindergartners and the first graders this year.
Those are the little ones. Mm-hmm. Their little minds are being shaped. Very nice. And I guess, Laura, if you would expand, there's a ribbon cutting that really kicks us off on the 14th.
Yeah, so we're going to be celebrating with the Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce, the West Michigan Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, the Steelcase Foundation, our board, staff, community members are all invited to come and celebrate with us the opening of this new site. So that's August 14 at 3:30 at the Godfrey Lee Early Childhood Center. It's open to the public. We invite people to come and join us. So after the ribbon cutting ceremony, we will have an open house where people can come meet our team, learn a little bit more about mentoring, about our community partnerships, how they might get connected.
Yes. Again, talking mentoring, the good leaders with affinity mentoring, sharing a mentor recruitment campaign that runs through the 8th of September. Certainly this expansion to the new site at the Early Childhood Center on behalf of Godfrey Lee and, yes, the ribbon cutting ceremony. What else is important to know, Rachel?
I think knowing that people can make a difference just 1 hour a week is huge. That child looks forward to seeing their mentor and knowing that they're there just for them, whether they're sharing a lunch, playing a game. It's a lot easier than people think. And it really makes a huge impact for the students and the families. And they become part of that child support network. And we can do it as a big group. So whether they're signing up to mentor or donating supplies, helping to sponsor a mentor match, or getting their employer on board. So we have a lot of companies who maybe not everybody at the company is a mentor, but they're supporting it in their own way, whether it's hosting a jeans day, participating in our events, sharing it with their network. Anyone who wants to be a part of it will find a place.
Kayla, what really excites you about this new role?
Just connecting with the kids, being able to align them with a mentor that fits their character.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of friendships develop,
yes.
A lot of lives that will be changed. Hence, obviously, Laura, again, it takes us to make a call or to make an email to make this happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So if people want to get connected, they can check us out online, affinitymentoring.org. You can give us a call. Our phone number is 616-406-3987. And we would love to chat with you and talk about how we might be able to get you plugged in.
Right. Anything else? All good? Ribbon cutting ceremony? Will there be snacks?
Yes. Yeah. Of course. We always feed people well.
You know. Well, it is. That helps too. Bottom line, it helps to be able to give of your talents and to shape a young one's life. Okay. Thank you very much, Rachel Lopez, Laura Ward, Kayla Araujo. As far as your new site coordinating, kudos to you all for saying yes to yet another season for these kids under the umbrella of Affinity Mentoring. Have fun at your ribbon cutting on August 14th. And one more time, best way to find out more information?
AffinityMentoring.org.
AffinityMentoring.org. Ladies, go get them. Thank you.